Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, I guess the theme of the show today is that Andreessen Horowitz loves to invest in crypto projects. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily. Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thursday, March 31st, the last day of Q1 of 2022. What is Q2 going to have for us? I can't wait. I can't wait. So far, we're pretty bullish today. However, just a little bit ago, I was looking at like the whole market's like taking a big pullback. I don't know why. It might be supply chain issues coming out of, because Shanghai, I have a lot of friends in Shanghai still, and Shanghai is locked down. I've been seeing, they've been sending me videos about what's happening over there in their compounds. You know, everybody lives in like apartments in Shanghai. Nobody has a house. You live in apartment complexes. You know, probably 5-10,000 people in one apartment building, and there's multiple apartment buildings in one complex, and they're locked down, and you have to either stay in your apartment or just in the compound itself, and they are bringing food in. So everybody gets one bag of food per day, vegetables, some meat, some chicken wings, yada, yada, yada. It's pretty serious over there. So anyway, there's going to be supply chain issues because, well, I think Tesla Shanghai is closed down over there. Wouldn't surprise me if the ports are closed down. Wouldn't surprise me if everything is just stopped in Shanghai. What's this going to do to the global market? What's this going to do to the stock market? What's this going to do to crypto? I'm not too sure, but let's take a look at those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And I'm recording this at 10:18 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We have Bitcoin sitting at $46,531, down 0.9% in 24, still up 8% in 7. Ethereum is at $3,364, down 0.2%, still up 11% in 7. Tether's number 3, Binance Coin, is at $334, down 0.3% in 24, up 6.5% in 7. And USDC is number 5. Running off the top 10, we have Solana, which is on a tear, by the way, up 7% today, 22% for 7. Cardano, XRP, Terra Luna, and Avalanche. Terra Luna, by the way, is over $100 at $104.78. It's up 13.5% on the week. A couple other notable mentions. Zilliqa is on a tear as well. I guess there's this Metopolis going to be popping out on April 2nd. And Zilliqa is a protocol network, quick throughput, sharding. Anyway, looks like they're going to have some big news. It's been up like, I don't know, maybe 200-300% over the past couple weeks. It's sitting at 18 cents even, down from, say, about 21.8 cents about 24 hours ago. So it's taking a little bit of pullback, but it's been on a tear the past couple days. Total market cap, we're sitting at $2.12 trillion, a BTC dominance of 41.7%, and an ETH dominance of 19.1%. And now it's time for Coin of the Day. Our coin of the day today is Phantom, ticker FTM, price $1.44 right now. It's ranked number 44 on CoinMarketCap. Its market cap right now is at $3.67 billion. Its fully diluted market cap is $4.6 billion. 80% of Phantom FTM is in circulation. Its max supply is 3.17 billion. Its circulating supply right now is at 2.5 billion. All-time high for Phantom was set 5 months ago at $3.48, down 58% since then. All-time low was 0.0019 cents, and 2 years ago, it's up 74,000% since then. You can buy it pretty much everywhere. But let me take a look to see if there's any American markets. Gemini, you can get Phantom and USD. You can get it on, that's pretty much it that I can see that's a solid American market. So what is Phantom and what does Phantom do? I kind of feel like we spoke about directed acyclic graph before, but Phantom is a directed acyclic graph smart contract platform providing decentralized finance services to developers using its own bespoke consensus algorithm. Together with its in-house token FTM, Phantom aims to solve problems associated with smart contract platforms, specifically transaction speed, which developers say they have reduced to under 2 seconds. The Phantom Foundation, which oversees the Phantom product offering, which was created in 2018 with the launch of Opera, Phantom's mainnet, coming in December 2019. So it was created in 2018. Phantom's mainnet came in December 2019. Phantom is an open-source decentralized smart contract platform for dApps and digital assets that created an alternative to Ethereum. So that is Phantom. Ticker FTM, ranked number 44 on CoinMarketCap. Price today is $1.44. Moving into today's headlines. Crypto startup Chills has defined the fan token market with its Socios platform. We heard about this earlier this week because Lionel Messi is the new face of the platform, and Chills has over 130 partners in total. But the firm has bigger ambitions than just fan tokens, which is why Chills is developing a second-generation blockchain to let other sports and entertainment brands build all sorts of potential Web3 applications alongside Socios, from NFTs to games, DeFi apps, and more. The firm announced that the launch of its first public test nest, Scoville, like, you know, how hot the Chili's is, the chili peppers, I think it's the Scoville? Yeah, Scoville range or whatever. Anyway, the test net is called Scoville, and it's the Chills Chain 2.0. With Chills Chain 2.0, the firm will shift away from its current blockchain forked from Ethereum to its brand new one built on the Binance Smart Chain or BNB chain. Last week, crypto exchange FTX purchased Good Luck Games, and they are the developer behind the free-to-play title Storybook Brawl. Storybook Brawl players are now demanding that the title be delisted from Steam. Good Luck Games was acquired by FTX, a cryptocurrency company, as a way to help crypto make inroads with gamers, said a review on Steam. I want no part of it, and I don't want crypto making inroads in things I'm interested in, uninstalled. Another reviewer said that they can't support a game bringing NFT scams to Steam, going as far as saying that NFTs should be illegal across the globe. The reviews have nosedived so dramatically since FTX's purchase of Good Luck Games that only 17% of the last 725 reviews over the previous 30 days have been positive. Only 17% of 725 reviews have been positive. Wow. Many gamers are unconvinced, and they share concerns about the potential monetization of their favorite pastime. And my question to you, are you a gamer? Do you listen to the show, and are you a gamer? Do you play games? I mean, what's the big beef? What is the beef with crypto, with gamers? Let me know. MatthewErin@crypt.co. A seemingly tiny policy change could have unintended consequences. And this is in a rule proposed this week by the SEC, our favorite people, dealing with electronic trading of U.S. Treasury bonds. The suggested tweak is to the definition of dealer tucked into a footnote, and it could upend crypto's decentralized finance without even ever referring to DeFi. The Blockchain Association head of policy tweeted this: the rule as proposed would expand the definition of regulated dealers to include people who employ passive market making strategies that have the effect of providing liquidity to others. The SEC will argue that all automated market maker liquidity providers are unregistered dealers. That would be like saying Bitcoin miners are virtual asset service providers, and if enforced, it would kill the tech. SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce said, "A market in which all liquidity provisions is concentrated in a handful of large dealers, regulated on the traditional model, which the proposal seems to favor, may impair market liquidity without increasing market resilience." She continued to say, "Markets are actually more resilient as a whole when individual firms know they can fail, and that if they do, nobody's there to rescue them." Layer Zero Labs, the developers behind their interoperability protocol, today announced a $135 million raise led by Andreessen Horowitz, FTX Ventures, and Sequoia Capital, all names we hear a lot. Among the other names contributing to the funds were Coinbase Ventures, PayPal Ventures, Tiger Global, and Uniswap Labs. The raise, which sees the company valued at $1 billion, follows a $6 million Series A round in September of 2021 and a $2 million seed round in April of last year. Layer Zero's basic pitch is that increased use of dApps, play-to-earn games, lending and saving protocols, token exchanges, and NFT markets have left data and liquidity fragments across applications deployed on different chains. It says it's built on omni-chain interoperability protocol that unites these applications, and that the funding will help accelerate the development of applications using the protocol. So imagine buying an asset off an Ethereum-based game, and then porting it over to a Solana-based NFT marketplace to sell, and then putting the proceeds to work on Avalanche. Pretty cool, but the Layer Zero approach takes it a step further. It aims to have each individual app be able to utilize multiple chains so that they can function more efficiently. A Layer Zero press release says this: DeFi will have trading, borrowing, and lending applications across multiple blockchains. Games and media dApps will have their high-throughput transactions on one blockchain, while having the ability to transfer buy sell NFTs on another blockchain with the most liquid markets. Helium Inc. has announced a $200 million Series D funding round, performed at a pre-money valuation of $1 billion, bringing the firm's updated valuation to $1.2 billion. The round was led by Tiger Global and Andreessen Horowitz. The firm also announced that it will be known as Nova Labs from now on, and this is part of an effort to alleviate confusion between Helium Decentralized Network Project, you know, it's the blockchain behind it, the Helium Token, HNT, and the core team that started it all. And finally, what I think is the coolest news of the day, Nifty Gateway's NFT platform will be integrated in Samsung's new 2022 premium TV lines, including its QLED and its Neo QLED sets. Owners of Samsung's Frame TVs and Micro LED sets can download the Nifty Gateway's app to gain access. Users will be able to view all artwork on the Nifty Gateway platform, whether it's from one of Nifty's own curated collections, including artists like Beeple, or NFTs that have been aggregated from other marketplaces. Last fall, the platform began expanding beyond its own curated drops to offer customers with a wider array of NFT collectibles. So Nifty Gateway worked alongside Samsung to develop the NFT viewing, buying, and trading experience optimized for its televisions. It taps into Nifty Gateway's custodial wallet system, in which the platform secures users' collectibles rather than requiring them to hold them on an external wallet. It also lets users purchase NFTs with a credit card or cryptocurrency. And that is the news today. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with our week in review. And until then, happy hodling, everyone.